Yo, yo, welcome to my podcast, My Two Cents on Life. I'm your host, Coach James. Through my podcast, I will preach and teach you how to live a happy and healthy, authentic lifestyle through various topics combined with my own life experiences. Yo, y'all, thank y'all for listening to my podcast. Let's get started. Yo, yo, what's going on, y'all? Happy Mind and Body Transformation Tuesday. Thank y'all for listening to my podcast. In case you don't know me, my name is Coach James. I'm the producer and the host of My Two Cents on Life, of the podcast you're listening to. So nice to meet you all virtually, as I always say. And so we're in our last episode of the Love Series. And in a love series, the reason why I did the love series is because I feel like that as a whole, we are struggling and failing when it comes to love. And in case you haven't heard the other podcasts I've done two podcasts prior to this one. I've done conditional love and I've done unconditional love. And today's episode is about sacrificial love. It is the highest rate of love, the highest standard of love, the highest point of love, however you want to see it and you want to interpret that, that is simply what it is. And I feel like that with love, a lot of us didn't receive love the proper way. So now we can't give love back the proper way. And so as a whole, like I said, I feel like we're struggling in this area. And that's why I want to do the love series, just to give everybody an understanding of how they interpret love and what it should really mean to you in the different stages of love. So if you haven't heard unconditional love and conditional love, please go check those out after you listen to sacrificial love. All right. So y'all, the highest point of love is sacrificial love. You might have heard agape love, and it's the same thing as sacrificial love, just a different wording for it. But like I said, it's the highest point of love. And where we get the highest point of love from was Jesus. He died on the cross for our sins. He died knowing that we were always going to be sinners, but God sent him to die for us to say, instead of them dying, instead of them not having forgiveness for their sins, I'm willing to die for them. And if they believe in me, they will receive eternal life. So let's just get that out of the way. The highest point of love is sacrificial love, and it was from Jesus. Now, I do feel like that some of us do have sacrificial love for people. I don't want you to take this podcast and think that you're not demonstrating or have sacrificial love for people, because I feel like we do, but in small parts, right? And so let's dive right into it. Sacrificial love is a term out of the Bible. That's where it came from. And again, it leads back to Jesus dying for us on the cross. Okay. Sacrificial love is exemplified through selfless actions and putting the needs of others before your own. Right. And what does that really mean? You putting your needs, your wants, and someone else's in front of your needs and your wants. That's you just simply saying, I love this person enough to allow my feelings to be ignored, to allow them to be stepped on, and not in that sense of actually stepped on, but allow them to be overlooked because I have sacrificial love for this person. Now, should that always have to be the case? No. If you've given someone sacrificial love, there might come a point in the relationship, the friendship, the familyship, where now you're going to receive sacrificial love, and they're going to put their feelings and their emotions behind them to give you what you gave to them. So it shouldn't always be one-sided. It might be in some scenarios, but in all scenarios, it should come to a point to where each of you are demonstrating sacrificial love for each other, depending on what's going on. And the best example I can give for sacrificial love is from a mom. Have you ever seen a mom? And mom, you know this, how a mom loves her children, how a mom puts her children before them. If you watch how moms parent their kids, you can just see the example of sacrificial love, because they may want something for themselves, but because their kids needs it more, mom is willing and able to let her needs be put on the back burner or her wants and give that to her children. And so that is one of the highest examples that I can use as how to see sacrificial love in work, right? And moms do really, really great jobs. And dads, some of us have sacrificial love, but it's in some to some degree, it's just not the same sacrifice that the mom makes for her child. And it has a different connection, right? A mom carried a child for 9+ months or up to that. A mom had to nurture the child, feed the child. Some moms breastfeed. So the connection when it comes to their children from a father is a lot different. And fathers, and I'm a dad, but fathers, we have to really, really understand that and interpret that. And I'm not saying that we don't have sacrificial love for our children, because some of us certainly and definitely do, but the sacrificial love level from a mom to a father is just a little bit different, right? And also too, children have sacrificial love for their parents as well. When some of our parents get a little bit older, some of the kids take the parents in and they take care of them. And that's sacrificial love, in my opinion, because you love your parents so much to say, no matter how your feelings are, no matter what your needs are at the moment, you're going to stop and pause and take care of your parents and give them the things that they need from you, like they did for you as a child, right? And so those are the highest sacrificial points of love as examples from a mom to children, from parent to their child, and from a child back to their parents. Now, in a relationship, yes, you can have sacrificial love in a relationship, husband, wife, friendship, a companionship. You can have sacrificial love. I'm not saying it's not possible. It's very well possible, right? And how that looks may be a little bit different, because there's a difference in the connection for us when it comes to a relationship versus parents, child, parents with sacrificial love, right? But there's a lot of marriages out there today where there's a lot of sacrificial love going on. And I give you the greatest example of that is in a marriage or relationship, maybe one of you are medically ill and you got something going on and you just can't be that person that you were before because you're battling an illness, a mental illness, a medical illness, and you just can't be there at 100%. Well, the other person in the relationship, the husband, the wife, has put their feelings to the side, has put their emotions to the sides and their wants and needs to make sure the person that's ill is getting what they need. And so sacrificial love can definitely be in a lot of marriages and relationships and friendships as well. And my biggest struggle with sacrificial love was with trying to interpret that was when my wife was sick and going through her stages of depression. I had a hard time dealing with that because it was hard for me to just say, okay, I'm going to take my feelings and my emotions and put them on the back burner and wait till you get better. I struggled with that because I was in my mind like, hey, I still need this from you as my wife. I still need you to do these things from you as my wife. I still need you to be able to be affectionate. I still need you to be able to be caring and loving for me. And I'm not saying that she was not, but at the same time, she couldn't be herself 100% because she was struggling with things that she was dealing with from a capacity of being in a depression, right? And there's a lot of relationships like that. And we can't and should not turn our back on people who we're in a relationship with that's struggling, whether it's mentally, whether it's medical, or whether it's any type of condition they're dealing with. It is not fair for us to turn our backs on them. We should be willing and able to give them 100% of sacrificial love. And in all honesty, if you can't do that, then there's something wrong with you, right? That makes me question, where is your love for that person at? How sacrificial is your love for that person? And if you're the person that needs someone to give you sacrificial love and they're not doing it, yeah, it's okay for you to question that person and say, how much do they really love me? Because the person should be willing and able to put their wants and needs to the side for you to give you sacrificial love during that time of turmoil that you're going through or you're both struggling with at that same time. Okay. And if someone that does demonstrate sacrificial love in a relationship, they do that because they want the relationship to work out. They really love that person a lot. And because they love that person a lot, they're saying, hey, I know there's something going on. I'm not going to turn my back on you. I'm going to be there for you 100%. And I'm going to give you the sacrificial love you need from me, whether it's putting my feelings and emotions and wants on a back burner. I'm going to do that and some for you in this relationship. Okay. And parents, some of us not do that for our children. We live in a world where addictions are big today. And some of us got kids that are on drugs and they're addicted to whatever they got addicted to. And as parents, we have to show them sacrificial love no matter what, have to be there for them. Even if we think they're going to lie again and say, hey, I want to get clean this time. Even if we think they're going to steal from us, we still got to be that parent that says, you know what? I have to sacrifice and show you love still. Even though I'm questioning it, I have to be there for you. So sacrificial love works in different facets of our life. You just have to be willing to be open enough and loving and caring enough to demonstrate sacrificial love to someone who really needs it. It shouldn't be transactional, right? Like I said about unconditional love, it shouldn't be one of those things where you say, I'm sacrificing for you. Now you need to sacrifice for me. It shouldn't be that. If you sacrificing for someone because there's something definitely going on, don't play the tick for tat game, right? And try to say, well, I did it for you. Now you need to do it for me. No, it should come from a good place in your heart, a loving place in your heart, and you should do it willingly, right? Personal sacrifice is to ensure happiness of a loved one. That's what it's really all about, right? You're going to show sacrificial love because you want to sacrifice to ensure that person is still happy and can be okay and feel loved by you. And there's a big word to come along with that. And that word is respect, right? You want to show someone respect. And by showing them respect, you have sacrificial love. And also respect of giving someone and accepting sacrificial love. Let me talk about that a little bit as well, because I think it's important. If someone is willing to show you sacrificial love, accept it. Sometimes we get caught up in a mindset where we say, well, if I let this person show me sacrificial love, what are they going to want from me? What am I going to have to do for them? How am I going to show them sacrificial love? Don't worry about that part. Just be willing to allow them to love you. In some relationships, some of us don't open up right away. We hold emotions back. We hold feelings. And when we do that, when someone wants to genuinely love us sacrificially, we can't accept it because, again, our mindset from our past is telling us no one can love me sacrificially. No one can have that much unconditional love for me. Yes, it's possible. But you got to be willing to open up your heart and let it happen and not put your walls up and let your walls grow. And if you are one of those that's struggling, trying to understand how to put your walls down, go check out my podcast. I did a podcast called Put Your Walls Down and Put Your Boundaries Up. That's you basically putting your walls down, but setting boundaries. And it's okay to do that, right? Some examples of sacrificial love. Someone who donates the organs for you, and I hope I don't butcher this, but sometimes someone may need a kidney, and if we are healthy, some of us have two great, properly functioning kidneys, which means you can give one to someone else because you can live with one kidney, right? And for you to do that for someone and say, you know what, I love you enough to give you a kidney of mine, that's definitely sacrificial love, because they are willing to suffer the pain, willing to live with one kidney, knowing their side effects, to give you what you need so you can also live a long, filled, happy life as well. So that one is definitely sacrificial love. Another example of sacrificial love in a relationship, and this is funny, is that she wants sushi and you want chicken, right? You've got to make a decision. Somebody got to be willing to back down and say, you know what? I really want sushi tonight, but I understand that you want chicken, so tonight we're going to have chicken. And I'm talking about compromise in a relationship or even a friendship. You know, you go to lunch or go to breakfast with someone. You may have a difference in where, which restaurant you want to pick. And yes, you deciding to go with someone's restaurant they want to go to, that is sacrificial love. Like I said earlier, there are different facets of sacrificial love that we're giving in smaller increments. Be proud about that. Be proud that you can put your wants and your needs down of what you want and let someone else pick, and you're willing to go with that. That's something to be proud of, like I said. So celebrate that for yourself. That is a part of sacrificial love. Another one in the relationship. You want to watch football and she wants to watch a chick flick. Or it might be vice versa. She wants to watch football and you want to watch a chick flick, right? Guys, I know some of us like chick flicks. Don't say that you don't, because some of you do, right? I'm a guy who likes chick flicks. I watch chick flicks with my wife all the time. And they actually are really good movies. I laugh with her and we have a good time doing so. And then in return, she'll watch a flick. She'll watch football with me now. When I first met my wife, she was not a football girl at all. I mean, she hated the sound of football. I remember the first year we moved in together, the Broncos, which is my team, y'all. Don't knock me. Please celebrate me. We're going to be good this year. But anyways, the Denver Broncos is playing in the AFC Championship. If I remember correctly, because I know my team, it was against the Baltimore Ravens. And I can't put a year that 2012, somewhere around there. But anyways, my wife wanted to go shopping to the store and the game was on. And I'm like, hey, the game's on. I want to watch the game. And she's like, are you going to pick football over me? I mean, it was really one of those serious things where she was really, really hurt because I was willing to pick football over her. And because I seen how big of a deal it made, how it made her feel, how it would hurt her feelings that I would choose to watch football over her, I decided to go shopping with her. And I had the game in my ear. Believe me, I don't know if she knew that, but I had my AirPod in my ear listening to the game. So I still got to listen to the game. I just didn't watch it. And that was a sacrifice I made, right? Back then, I didn't see it was a sacrifice. I was like, this is ridiculous. I got to go to the store when my Broncos are playing. But I sacrificed that day. And because I sacrificed that day, she knew it. And she told me when we got home, thank you for going to the store with me and choosing to watch football. But now, because we have so much sacrificial love for each other, when the Broncos are playing, when they're in the playoffs, if that ever happens again, right? She's willing to sit there and say, okay, I know the game is on. Either I'll watch it with you or I go to the store and get some shopping done. But lately, she's been putting her Broncos shirt on, rocking out with the Broncos with me. And when people ask her now, they ask her, is she a football fan? Because she have a Bronco fan on. And her response is, not by choice. I married into Broncoville. I take that, y'all. Let's talk about what's not sacrificial love, okay? What's not sacrificial love is money, material things, right? Just because someone can shower you with gifts, shower you with money, give you what you want, in this world, from a materialistic standpoint, from a money perspective, does not mean that that is sacrificial love. That's not sacrificial love. It's not, because they're taking a material thing and they're covering it with true sacrificial love. So if you with someone, y'all, and they're buying you these lavish gifts, they're buying you these purses, they're buying you shoes, buying you a nice car, a nice house, that's not sacrificial love, y'all. It's not, because it's covered with a material thing. Someone should be able to love you and demonstrate more love than buying you material things than just using that as sacrificial love, right? Sacrificial love, like I said a minute ago, let's just throw that in there, is spending time. Really, really good quality time with someone. That's sacrificial love. You're sacrificing time. People are more willing to give money than they are to time, which converts back to what I was saying about the money, right? The material things. Another thing is not sacrificial love is sex. A lot of us love sex. We like sex. We want sex in a relationship. But just because someone gives you sex when you want it does not mean that's sacrificial love. Now, let me just say this. I'm going to preface this. preface that by saying that if you're in a relationship with someone and they've been sick, they've got some medical issues going on, if they are willing to still and have enough energy and enough strength to give you sex, yes, I would say that's sacrificial love for you. Because even though they're dealing with the medical issues, they know you have wants and needs of sex, they're still willing to give it to you. So in some degree, yes, giving you sex, depending on the scenario, could be sacrificial. But if they're just giving you sex to give you sex and there's nothing going on, I wouldn't consider to be sacrificial love. That's just my opinion. I said it already again, but the example is material things, right? Someone not spending time with you, someone that's not around a lot, someone that really can't be there for you emotionally is saying, hey, I'm not going to give you any sacrificial love. I'm not going to give you affection or emotional love, but I'm going to buy you things to cover up for that. Right. That's not sacrificial love. Right. And so now in my series that I did for love, and I'm going to digress a little bit, but it's all about the same topic of love. But in my series that I did of love, when it comes to conditional love, unconditional love, and sacrificial love, I want you to put together in your mind what love looks like for you. Unconditional love. Let me say that. Because my unconditional love, my sacrificial love, and my marriage, and my relationship with my friends, my relationship with my families may be different than yours. But I just want to make sure we don't go down the line of getting it mixed up. And again, some of us have been given love and show love in different manners. So the love that we're showed, we're definitely going to push that back out. And to you, it may not be unconditional. It may not be sacrificial, but y'all need to have a conversation and talk about what you consider to be sacrificial and unconditional love. And even conditional love. Conditional love comes with rules and it comes with people setting standards to you about what love should look like from a conditional standpoint. But put your own pieces together of what that looks like for you, okay? Love is important. It's very important. Everyone wants to feel some type of love in every type of facets of a relationship. Right? Whether it's a friendship, whether it's a husband and wife marriage, whether it's family ship, no matter what it is, from a kid to a parent, parent to a kid, everybody wants to feel loved. And so that's why love is very, very important. You've got to be willing to give love, and you got to be willing to receive and push out love to people as well. Okay. It's not one-sided. Okay. And that's why I did the series on unconditional love. And if you're struggling with that, go listen to that, because love should never be one-sided. That's conditional love if it's one-sided. Okay. Receiving and giving love. And I know I just brought this up, but I want to go a little bit more deeper with this and give a little bit more context with it, because people want to receive love and people want to give love back. And some of us with our walls up, some of us who've been heartbroken, some of us who struggle with what love really is because how we received it in the past, we can't receive or we can't give love from a perspective of coming down deep in your heart of what love should mean. And if you're with someone and they don't know how to receive your love and they don't know how to give you love back from your love language, y'all definitely need to speak to someone, right? Or hit me up and I get y'all on one of my health and wellness packages and we can talk about where the lack of love is coming at and some things you guys could do. Let me just say that I'm not a counselor. I don't have a degree with counseling. I'm not a therapist, but I do have some different health and wellness packages out there that can provide some suggestions on things that you can do to help out your relationships, your friendships, and your familyships, right? And hopefully that can get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to love, right? And so, y'all, love is very, very important. It's important to me, and I know it's equally important to a lot of you all. So I want you all to take this series that I did on love and really, really try to interpret it. Try to understand how it fits in your life and how you're going to use it in your everyday relationships. Because if you're not trying to demonstrate love and receive love and give it, then that makes me question where you are in life right now with things that you got going on. All right. And so y'all, you can follow me on the gram. It's James Watkins. It's 40 and Fit Life Coach, or you can send me an email at jewatki1@gmail.com. That's all lowercase. If you're interested in one of my health and wellness packages, you can go to my page on Instagram. I got a little icon you can click on. It will take you to a JOT form. You can fill that form out, and that form just basically asks you, what do you need coaching on? What do you need Coach James to help out with? And you pick one of those selections. You put your email address. As soon as you do that, you hit submit. It's going to come over to me, and I'm going to reach out to you 24 to 48 hours, and we're going to set up a conversation of the goals that you are trying to achieve and what you need from me. All right. So let me pray, y'all, and then we'll be done. Father God, we pray for unconditional love. We pray for conditional love. We pray for sacrificial love. God, we pray that we're able to give love and receive love. Although this world today doesn't seem like it's built on love, we're praying for more love. We're praying for more compassion, Jesus. And I pray that you be with those who are struggling in this area of love. And I pray that they will find some direction and some guidance, Jesus. I pray you continue to protect this podcast, My Two Cents on Life. God, I pray you continue to give me the words of wisdom and the knowledge to be able to share with my audience and my listeners. I give you all the honor, I give you all the praises, and I give you all the glory. Ask these things in your son's precious name. And as I always say, y'all, practice self-care. That's My Two Cents on Life, y'all. Peace! Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a wonderful day. God bless, and I love y'all. Peace!